Driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christmas comes early here at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis as we are joined by the founding father of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the great, notorious VIC, Vic Carucci. Notorious, what is up, my man?
I don't know. I feel like I should be walking in here with a cane or in a wheelchair as a founding father.
George Washington was a founding father right when he was in his prime.
That's true. And he had that nice pose. You know what I'd like?
Get on a boat?
On a boat.
Yeah, one leg up.
With the boots.
Yeah.
Can you put that up in the studio, too?
If you get a painting, an oil painting I would like, commissioned of you in that pose, I will absolutely put it up in the
I'm making
the
a note right now that's going to happen. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Good to see you. How's the combine treating you thus far?
Combine's been great. Very interesting season, to say the least, for the team that I've covered this year, or at least for most of this year, and that would be the Buffalo Bills with the coaching change. Rex Ryan has made things interesting, to say the least, and it's funny because I feel like I've lived in a parallel world, having been with Mike Pettine at least through an offseason, a training camp in the beginning of the 2014 season, and he's a disciple of the new head coach of the Bills, and then somewhere in between there, studying and reading Collision Low Crossers, the book about that inside look at the Jets and Pettine and Rex. It all kind of came together in my mind. I feel like I've really been continuously part of something for the whole way, that it was seamless in that regard.
Absolutely. And how has Rex been so far?
He's been mostly Rex-like in terms of personality, dynamic personality. It wouldn't take much to be a more interesting guy and a more dynamic guy than his predecessor, Doug Marrone, who was just, that wasn't his thing to say much or do much that made people get up and say, oh, yeah, that's really interesting, coach. Most people just found him dull, and they found his play calling just as dull and conservative. But here's the thing with Rex. I think after 6 years with the Jets, Nathan, he is he's getting a little more cautious with his words. And he was up in the podium yesterday, and people are trying to bait him into talking about, well, what about Darrelle Revis, your own cornerback? You want to bring him back from New England? And he stops and says, and he pretended to have a baseball bat in his hand. He says, I'm going to hit that one out of the park by saying nothing and not get myself in trouble with tampering.
Absolutely. Rex joined, of course, by the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci, right here on the show that he created, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So you guys are in the market for a veteran quarterback, I would imagine, to pair with EJ Manuel. How's that shaping out as the Bills look? And I imagine they could be in competition with the Browns for some of the quarterbacks that are out there on the market.
You know, back to this parallel worlds thing, it seems like, every topic that I'm dealing with now with the Bills is a Browns topic as well with regard to quarterback is absolutely right. And, they had Josh McCown in for a visit, and I understand that's someone that the Browns have their eye on as well, or at least his agent, Mike McCartney, wants to drum up as much interest as he can. And the information I got last week, he made a visit to Buffalo basically because he got cut by Tampa Bay, I think, what was it, February 11th. So he entered a market that's all his right now as a veteran, right? And then everything starts in earnest on March 9th, 10th, with free agency, and then there'll be more quarterbacks there. But I think, Nathan, what you're looking at, what the Browns are looking at, what the Bills are looking at, is not a very strong market with anybody that you get excited about as a starter. I think it's still at the bridge stage or phase, right? And I think it's like the Bills. Do they give up on EJ Manuel after only 14 career games or 14 career starts? I don't think they should, but I can't sit here and tell you I saw anything in him in the four games that I watched him. Well, I studied four. I saw two in person after leaving the Browns. That I see a guy that they really should feel invested in and have hope in. And I think as I look at the Browns, I think those questions, we know what the questions are with Johnny Manziel, but even with Brian Hoyer, what option does he present for them? I know Hoyer's name has come up in conjunction with the Bills, maybe, but just in the sense of a veteran guy, I still think whoever's going to lead the Bills long-term and probably whoever's going to lead the Browns long-term isn't on either of those teams yet, maybe not in their buildings yet.
We got to hope for Johnny Manziel here in Cleveland, but certainly he is a ways away from doing that on the football field right now. But at least, would you say you were concerned about it, I remember, a long time about Johnny Manziel coming in. And obviously the first year didn't go very well.
I want to say I was concerned. I was concerned about transition. My concerns were mostly football related. I didn't think
the Cleveland Manziels.
Yes, and the ego or the whatever, the larger than life thing. But I was concerned. I wasn't concerned about what ended up being the biggest concern, and that was I thought the lifestyle thing
would help
somehow not be what it became, and unfortunately it did. So yeah, I think there's a lot to fix there, and I don't know if it's fixable. I really don't. If you're of a certain way and mindset, approach to life and such. It's not always easy, regardless of how young you are, to get out of that mode. He's seeking help from all indications, and that's obviously a good sign. But we'll see where it goes from there. And the organization has to be strong with it. And I have faith, Mike Pettine. I have faith in Ray Farmer. I think they're good at what they do. And I think the organization has undergone a lot of firestorm. But I know the people that are in that building. And I do have faith in them as people to handle this. I really do.
Certainly, and I do as well, and you are very well positioned to understand what's actually going on in Berea. We will have the general manager of the Browns, Ray Farmer, coming up next, Torre. So maybe we'll get you to dip back on by again manana. We'll see you out on the town in Indy tonight, and we'll have a good time to come by. Always great to have you on.
Super, Nathan. Always glad to be with you guys.
The man of Torres. Haven't seen him since Buffalo.
That's right.
Since we were out in Buffalo. That's right,
eating wings, drinking
some beer.
Watching some sports,
doing it. All right, when we come back, the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Ray Farmer, joins us live here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis.